We learn Masechtas Nida Daf Chav Gimel Amar Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Rameyer Elohelo Minim Miskayim. Rameyer, who says that if Isha gives birth to a behema, there's tumas leida, it doesn't live. Since Beminoy Miskayim, since this type of behema in the animal world lives, that's enough to be called a leida. But what do you see from this memory? You see from this memory is that the baby itself does not live. Omrav Yirmiyah Medifti, that af anan name tenina. I also can bring you a raya that does not live. If a isha is mapel a behema, does not live. I'll bring a raya to that. What's the raya? It says amapelas kimin behema chayav aif. It says in the Mishnah in Bechayrois, amapelas kimin behema chayav aif. Divra meyer vechamay machi v'tzuris adam. Or Rama Pelas sandal oishilya oishpir merukim vayirtz mechutach habaachra b'chol nachlav ina b'chol lekayin. I'm going to explain the Mishnah. There's the Mishnah in Bechayrus is talking about what constitute a bechar. That means if she had a miscarriage and the next baby is born a regular boy, is that boy a bechar or not? So he says there's certain things that are bechar lenachla. Means the second kid born, it will be the Bechar L'Nachla, we'll get Pishnayim, but it won't be a Bechar L'Koyim because it won't be called Petarechem. So what are examples of something that it is a Petarechem, the first baby is a Petarechem, opens up the womb, but it's not called a baby L'Nachla. So Rameyah says, if Isha is Mapa Behem Chayav Oif, that's enough to disqualify the next child from Koyim, but it does not disqualify the child from Nachla, the next one. And everyone agrees that a palace sandal, which is a baby that has like a part of its face is missing, and or a shilya, which is a sack or spear, marukim is like just like the behemoth, the baby looks like a tube, vayetz mechutach, or it's cut up, all these things, and it's gonna die right away. Shvir marukim means that it's like a tube, but it has a little bit of bones. So all these things, the dies right away. The halacha is, it's not a bechar l'nachla, the first baby, but it does cause that there's no bechar l'kayin anymore. So what does it say in the ratio of this Mishnah? That a pelas behema chayv oif is going to die. Because if it wouldn't be dying, then that baby would be the bechar l'nachla. The first baby would have pishnayim. So the Gemara is right. If you hold fear on meyat, that the behema chayv oif lives, if it lives, so why is the second Bechar Bechar L'Nachla? The first one should be Bechar L'Nachla. So it's a Raya, it doesn't live. And that's his Raya. He's trying to bring a Raya to this Man Yama that says that doesn't live. So tomorrow, no, it's not a Raya. It can live a little bit. But Shani Hasad Amma Kra, Rachis Oinoi, Misha Libri Dava Allah, Yosza Shain Libri Dava Allah. The thing is that when this behemoth taka comes out, it lives a little bit, but you don't care if it dies. It doesn't bother you so much if it dies. It was a behemoth. So it doesn't bother you if it dies, and therefore it's not called Reishis Oinoi. It says the pasuk Reishis Oinoi by Bechar, by Pishnayim. So by Pishnayim, so in order to be a Bechar for Pishnayim, it has to be a type of baby that's going to bother the parents if he dies. But if it doesn't bother the parents if he dies, it's not called Reishis Oinoi. And this behemoth chayav that's born will not bother the parents, so therefore, it's not a raya, it doesn't live. The reason why it's not a bechar pishnayim is because no reishis oinoi, it's no liboy dava alav. So tomorrow, vayta. Boyimini Rav Ada Bahava Ma'abaya. Rav Ada Bahava had a shala ta'abaya. Rameya da'oma behemoth me'isha vlad ma'alihu. According to Rameya holds that a behemoth that's born from a mother, from a human, the loch is, it's a good vlad. What about the opposite case? Odom b'mei behemoth ma'ay. Because you see, it looks like by a fear of Meir, you go back to the mother. The mother was an Isha, so the child, even though it's a behemoth, it's a vlad. So what about the opposite case? Odom be ima, you shech the behemoth, and you find inside a person inside it. You let it eat the person? You let it eat it? Or you let it eat it or not, according to Rameh. According to Rabbana, you go back to the vlad. The vlad's an Odom, you can't eat the Odom. But according to Rameh, that you go back to the mother, so if you find the Odom inside the behemoth, maybe you let it eat it. So the more of Tishlei Mahadir of Yechidon, why don't you bring a rye from Yechidon? Rav Yechidon, Hashaychas Behema, Matzah by Dmus Yayna, Asur Bachila. Rav Yechidon is clearly, if you shech the Behema, you find inside a Yayna, it's also Bachila, because it's not a Behema. So you see also that Adam should be the same things. Doesn't have split hooves, it doesn't have hooves at all. Doesn't have split hooves, the Adam, but he has parsimika, he has a sole of a foot. And therefore it goes into the drasha. The pasuk says, Koma freses parsa bibahema techelu. The more darshans, you find a freses parsa inside the behema techelu. And darshans, even a parsa bibahema is enough. You don't need split hooves. Even a parsa, it's found in the behema, the halacha is allowed to eat it. Anything that has hooves. Therefore, yoino doesn't have a sole of a foot at all, so that you can't eat. But an adam, maybe you could eat. So it's not a raya for Rav Yechanan. So Gemara blives by a shayla. If according to Rameya, if you find the adam inside of a hema, could you eat it or not? And the Gemara stays with a shayla on that. It says vayit in the Mishnah. The Chama argue on Rameya and says the Chama Oimrim kol she'ein by mitzuras adam. There is no leida. The Gemara then elaborate on mitzuras adam. Am Rav Yiri ba'Aba Am Rav Hakol Moedim. Everyone agrees. Gufay Tayish upon of Adam is Adam. Everyone will agree that means Sai Rameya, Sai Ribbon on hold, that if a Isha gives birth to a being, that the Guf looks like a Tayish, it's like a goat, and the face is like an Adam, it's Adam. You go after the face, then it's Adam. Gufay Adam upon of Tayish, then Lukuyama, it's nothing. It's even worse than being giving birth to a behema. Here it's even worse. Zok the Gemara, what is machlekes? El shapon of Adam, and the reason why it's worse is because at least by a when it gives birth to behem according to Rameya, that's what mina in the sky. And here, a pun of tayish and a goof of Adam is no such thing. So it's like klumim according to Rameya. Loinechleku, what's the machlekes Rameya and the Rabbanon? El shapon of Adam, benivra ba'ayin achas ke behema. Its face was Adam, and one eye looked like a behema. Shemeya imer mitzuras Adam. Rameya holds that all you need is some kind of tzuras Adam, and that's enough. V'chama imrim called tzuras Adam. You need it to be completely tzuras Adam. The whole face has to look like Adam, and if one eye looks like a behema, that disqualifies it from being a leida. According to Rameya, as long as it has partly Tzuras Adam, it's enough. According to Chavim, needs called Tzuras Adam. That is the first shita of Rav. You have to keep Cheshbon. We're going to say a different shita in a second. That means according to Rav, the Rabbanan need the whole face to be like Adam, and according to Rav Meir, it's enough if it's partly like the Adam. That's what Rav said. So, we have a brisa. Rabbi Abba said over from Rav. So they told Rabbi Abba, "Vayipchatanya, we have a brisa, not like you what you said from Rav. It's a brisa, not like that. What is in the brisa? Rameya Omer kol tzuras v'chomer mitzuras. And the way Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rameya says kol tzuras. That means anything it has from an Adam, it's enough. Even if the whole face is like a tayish, but if one eye is like Adam, or one jaw is like Adam, that's enough. And Chachamim say you need half the face like Adam. So the nafkimi thing is Bryce and Rav is only got with Chachamim. Rameya is the same. They both hold Rameya holds a little bit like Adam is enough. But the kash is that Rav said according to the Chachamim you have to have kol tzuras Adam. According to this Bryce, it's enough to have half the face of tzuras Adam, that's enough. So the Gemara. I just want to speak out. I spoke out before a little at a thing that, you know, we said in that Mishnah, Rameya holds, if you give birth to a whole entire behemoth, it's too much leida, but this is worse. When it's half-half, it's worse. You have to come out to a different din. That's a din Adam, because it has one eye like Adam. So the Taisa speaks as that. What?
Rameya's not the same. Before Rameya says mitzvah,
he says kosher. No, that's right. I'm saying that's a stereo to Rav. That's Morris Kasha. Morris Kasha, the Bryce is not like Rav. Amalei, Tanya. He said, you know, you have a Brysa. But I'm telling you what Rav holds. So it comes down, Machlok is Rav and the Brysa. Rav holds, everyone holds Rameya the same thing. Rameya holds if one characteristic of the face is like Adam, that's enough. According to Rabbanon, according to Rav, the whole face has to be like Adam. According to the Brysa, it's enough if half the face is like Adam. Zog to Maravaita. Metzach is the forehead. Vagvinim is the eyebrows, Vainayim the eyes, Valestas the jaws, Vagabis hazokin, and like the chin, Ache kulam kechot. Until they are all like Adam, all these things have to be like Adam. Coming lafuke, that the ears don't count as the face. These are all the things of the face, and they all have to be like Adam. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba says. And that's going according to, like you said, B'Shem Rav before. Rabba Machasa, Rabba B'Shem Chasa, Metzach va'geben va'ayin, one eye, one eyebrow, unless it's one jaw, v'gavis hazokin, one part of the chin, at yikulam ka'achas. As long as they all look like Adam, it's fine. So one man yama says you need a whole face, and one man says half the face. It's the same as before. One man yama, second man yama saying like the Bryce, like Rav. The second man yama, Rava saying like the Bryce, that it's enough to have part half a tzura of Adam. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu is saying like Rav, they need the whole entire face like the tzuras of the Adam. And the whole point of this memory just is to show you that the ears are znayim, it doesn't count as part of the face. May say, may ask you a kasha from a brisa. Brisa says, tzura is part of Mishamru, fill the parts of Echaber HaPatufim. Even one part of the face, one eye from the face, is enough to make it into Adam. Chutz min ha'ozim, you don't count the ears. L'meimra, v'chana misagi, one thing is good. So it's a kasha. So it's a kasha on Rava B'Shem Chasa. Rava B'Shem Chasa says you need half the face, here it's Masha one thing. And L'chari it's a kasha on everyone. And like Rashi speaks out, you could have said it's Rav Meir. But we didn't want to say it's Rav Meir. So Gemara answers like this. Oma Abaya Kitan Hil Akev. This Bryce is going according to Rav's version of the Rabbanon that needs the entire face to be like Adam. And we're saying Kitan Hil Akev means that even one eye is ma'ake. That's how you read it. Tzuras upon Shom, I feel parts of Echam Rav. Even one eye is like a behemoth is no good. It's ma'ake. Kitan Yilake. Because Mandiyama called Tzuras. Like the Mandiyama holds, you need the entire face to be look like Adam. People say, I don't have a way to learn. You can learn like Chasa, like Rav Amachasa. But you can learn like Chasa. That is enough to have half the face. How do you learn the Bryce? So my Echod, Echod, means one of each. It means half the face, Taka. Amar Rava, Nivra ba'ayin aches v'yerod echad min atzad, imay t'meya. If the person is created with half the face, it means one eye and one yerech from the side, imay t'meya. Because if half is good, like Rava said before. If he's created with one eye in the middle of his face, you know, he has one eye, but everything in the middle, that's not normal. Everything goes in the middle of the face, that's not normal. The ima is Torah. Why? Because this baby will not live, and this baby is not a Adam, will not live. Amar Rava, Veshtoi Nakov, if he's born with a hole in his esophagus, where his food goes down, Imai Torah. Is it esophagus or Veshtoi is esophagus, right? Mm-hmm. It's Veshtoi is the food pipe. Much of the English word for it. So, Veshtoi Nakov has a hole in it, Imai Temeya. Yeah, it's for the food. Veshtoi otom imoy tahira. But so lachas imoy tameya veshtinokav. Why? Because he has a veshet. It's just like a treifa. It's like a treifa, and treifa he holds treifa chaya, and therefore the mother has tumas later. But veshtoi otom imoy tahira. If it's sosom, it's not working at all. The whole entire pipe is closed. There's no pipe there at all. Then the lach is that the mother's tahira. Why? Because then he's sure going to die. And he's not even called a baby, and he's no later. He's not even called a later.